We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Tuesday night is the night where the fate and the future of the Atlanta Hawks could change drastically. Now, we know, and I'm looking through the entire list, the Hawks have never gotten the number one pick overall in the lottery era. You know, Cleveland's gotten it three times in the lottery. You know, remember Orlando had it back-to-back years. One of those years, they had a 1.52% chance to get it. And some teams like the Nets in 2000, 4.4% chance. The Clippers in 2011 with a 2.8% chance. The Cavaliers, the year they drafted Andrew Wiggins, 1.7% chance. So there have been some, you know, the Bulls when they got Derrick Rose, 1.7% chance. So there have been, you know, to use a horse racing term, long shots that have gotten the number one overall pick. This is a year where there's no doubt, no brainer, no questions asked, no nothing needs to be figured out as to who the number one pick is. And ESPN just did here recently a article where they talked about where's Zion Williamson out of Duke, who I can't even imagine who would not pick him number one overall, but landing spots that would be best for Zion. And the ESPN Plus guys, all the different guys, they've got the Hawks number one, the best landing spot. Do y'all realize what a culture change it would be for the Atlanta Hawks if they were able to land Zion number one? You're talking about a guy that would completely change the narrative about where the Hawks are, the buzz around the Hawks, not just from a local going to sell tickets and be part of all of that, but the national conversation. And I would tell you that as really good as Trae Young and John Collins are, and especially Trae Young and the way he plays and the position that he plays, you put Zion Williamson on this team to go with those two guys, I do not think it's a stretch that you can't start to have conversations with real top flight NBA free agents. And I'm talking about Slim Reaper, I'm talking about Cowie, I'm talking about the top of the food chain guys. Because why would one of those guys not want to come here? First of all, if you're Kevin Durant and it's New York or Atlanta, okay, I get the sexiness of New York, but Atlanta's got a sexy squad already that they're building on here. And you put Zion on, they would be the hot team to be starting to look at. Not to mention, with all due respect to all of the media people, since I'm not a media guy, I'm a radio guy, right? That's Randy McMichael and people like that. Those are media guys. Hugh Douglas, Carl, those are media guys. I'm just a radio hack. I'm just a radio jabron that comes on here every so often and yells and screams into a microphone for multiple hours at a time on Saturdays from 1 to 5 on that coveted spot. Anyway, the media is not very tough in this town. And not going to hold a lot of accountability to this. Put Slim Reaper up in New York and tell me how that goes. And they don't win right away. And he doesn't make enough of a difference. Or he gets a 5-for-15 night. Is he ready for all of that? You could come down here and be that superstar and be left in peace. You don't have all the media scrutiny. You don't have all the backlash that comes along with being in one of those markets. Philly, New York, L.A., now, L.A. probably not even as much to a degree. So, Zion would completely transform the look and the perception and the feel of this franchise. Certainly on the court, it would be a huge boost because this team, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later, this team needs another front court player. They need a legitimate front court player to go along with John Collins. So the basketball end of it is easy. That's an easy discussion to have, is what Zion brings to your team. Brings a lot of scoring, a lot of rebounding, and some defense to your front court that you need. I think his value is so much further beyond that. You know, you look at what he did once he came back from the injury and the run that he had with Duke and how good they were. And I get it. They didn't win the national title. There's a lot of great players that didn't win the national title in college basketball. I just think Zion is one of those transformational people. And we were talking a bit of this on Thursday night, Carl Dukes and Randy McMichael and I and a couple other people were hanging out. We were lucky enough to get to go to the Battery and hang out at the Rocky Patel's new shop that's opening up tonight, actually. I think tonight is the grand opening, but they had kind of a little private party, pre-opening, soft opening, whatever they call that nowadays, where they had a little event before the actual opening. And we were talking about if they land the number one pick. You will see excitement and buzz like there's never been. And I think you'll see season tickets go up immediately. And you'll hear the national media talking about it. There is, to me, zero downside about the idea of Zion Williamson. And I think that conversation for the other stars in the NBA about who now wants to come here, why would you not want to be? If the critique is Kevin Durant can't come build a franchise, why not come to Atlanta? Why not come here and be part of all that and be the centerpiece of bringing greatness to Atlanta and creating that? There is a basketball brand of Zion Williamson that I think is just transformational to changing a franchise. Because if the Knicks do end up getting him, you know, I think that does open the door a lot more, like bulldozer through a glass window type of, would Kyrie and KD decide to go places like that? I think if they know they're going to get Zion number one, even though it's a hot mess and even though it's a tough media market and all the things that I told you as to why to not go there, it would be awful hard to turn down the idea of getting a chance to play with a young guy like that and a guy who's going to bring so much both to the basketball court and the perception of what your franchise is. And can't we as Hawks fans have nice things? You know, all these decades of the NBA draft lottery, you know, the Hornets have gotten number one. The Spurs have gotten number one. The Nets, the Magic, Golden State, Clippers, the Wizards, Rockets, Bucks, Trailblazers, Timberwolves, 76ers, the Nets, the Phoenix Suns, the Hornets. They've all gotten to taste the number one overall pick. They've all gotten a chance to draft that guy. And some years, look, I'm not telling you that the NBA draft isn't a crapshoot. I get that. I'm with you. If Zion doesn't become a great player, that's one thing. But there's no question about he's the number one pick. Just like Anthony Davis was, no question, the number one pick. Pretty much like DeAndre Ayton was last year, the consensus number one pick. Yeah, there'll be some speculation. Yeah, people throw nuttiness out there and things like that. But there's no question about the fact that Zion is the logical choice. Can you imagine Tuesday night, Jamie Gertz is up there, and we're the envelope that gets pulled, and we're the envelope that is put up there to the number one overall pick. It would completely change for at least the next 15 years of this franchise, the way it could run, the way it could look. And we know Tony Ressler has already said he wants a title here. So the idea of paying anybody or this, that, and the other, there won't be any issues as far as opening up. And the Hawks are going to have money, by the way. The Hawks do have money. They've positioned themselves very well. Even with Kent Bazemore picking up his player option for whatever it is, $15, $17 million. Makes you want to jump out the window on the ninth floor here, thinking about paying him for an 11-5 guy. Even with that and everything, Hawks have a lot of money. Hawks can do what they need to do to go get top-flight guys. So there's not a concern there with it. I just think the perception of what Zion can be and what he brings to your franchise now. Again, whether it's perceived or real in the long term. Chuck Green, the Key Studios, talking some Hawks with you on Sports Radio 99 The Game. It would just be unbelievable to one time. Since everybody else has gotten that taste, right? You know, so many other franchises that have been, you know, not that good have gotten that taste of, hey, we get the number one overall pick. And even when they blow it, you know, and it's Michael Olowokande, you know, it's Anthony Bennett, it's Markelle Fultz. You know, even when they get the taste of it and that team blows it, Purvis Ellison, just the fact of having that number one overall pick and having that guy to be able to select. Now, I don't think Zion is going to turn out to be the same player that, you know, Danny Manning and Purvis Ellison and some guys like that and Glenn Robinson, who's pretty good. I mean, you know, Michael Olowokande, I'm not going to lump Zion to those guys. I'm not going to tell you he's going to be LeBron or somebody like that or Shaq, you know, but I think he's a transformational type of player to your franchise. And I think pairing him up at a premium position with the talent that this team already has, because like I said, they can use another really good front court player. And I got a name in mind if it's not Zion. The other part of this, too, is it one pick or two picks for the Atlanta Hawks? That will be the other big storyline, is to get a couple of high picks or we just get one. So we'll see Tuesday night how it all shakes out if the Hawks can finally break that Willy Wonka glass ceiling and get the number one overall pick.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.